Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what's with you on a Monday morning. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Hope you had a good weekend. Monday Night Football coming your way in 20 minutes. A breakdown. Washington, Kansas City. How are we going to bet this double-digit spread tonight? Case of the Mondays, Monday morning market moves, your usual segments. Monday Moons will be here as well. We'll talk some baseball, of course. Game 3 tonight. And Jason Lockett 4 will be dropping by as well. Hey, Sam.
Want to bet?
Promote it as much as you want, buddy.
So my case of the Mondays will involve not one, not two, but three dogs that Herb Street brought to campus. I can't wait.
Now people are jumping on our thing. Like, now all of a sudden I'm seeing people do these rants about Herb Street and talk about the dog. All of the points that we've already made. I don't know how it made it into my algorithm. I don't even know where he's working right now. But there was a whole Craig Carton rant about it. And it was literally everything that we said. Just talking about the dog down the hallway and waking people up in the morning and doing this and how he moved on from – wait, what's this dog's name again? I lose track.
Which there's one? Petey. Now there's three of them.
There's three? Oh.
He brought three dogs to Vanderbilt. They all had personalized lockers in the Commodore's locker room with tennis balls and treats. Oh, yeah. The whole nine.
Oh, so now people are – okay, it's too much. See, here's what happened. And I think – I want to say I think this is the timeline. So – there's a narrative out there that he moved on from the dog that died. And that the next day he went and got a new dog. That's not what happened. Right, right. But that's not what happened. Remember, he had two dogs at a time. So I think when he thinks one might be sick, he starts the transition period. Like, you move in the side piece or something. Like, that's kind of what he's doing with Herb Street. Am I wrong on that? It seems like he's moving on before it's completely over.
That's exactly how it feels. I don't want to waste a good surprise on you, though. I'd like to save this for Case of the Mondays because I do have some thoughts. I also thought yesterday, as Jonathan Taylor was scoring his third touchdown of the day, I thought, is he going to win the MVP? Because he is just tearing up this league right now. And I have this list right here. He had 12 rushes for 153 yards and two touchdowns. He also caught a touchdown, two catches, 21 yards, and a touchdown. And he has four games with three touchdowns, Jonathan Taylor, on the first-place Colts that are probably going to win 12, 13 games, maybe get the one seed. He's minus 225 for Offensive Player of the Year. Should we be talking about him for MVP at 20-1?
I wanted to talk about this too. Received a text from our buddy Barry Rosner last night. Sends a ticket. He says, do I have a prayer on this or will it just be a quarterback like always? It's Jonathan Taylor, 150-1 ticket.
Holy cow.
That's a Ros play for sure. I said, is he going to keep scoring three touchdowns every game? And then we got into it about last year how Saquon was like, well, he's going to have to set a bunch of records, going to have to do something we probably haven't seen, kind of like Adrian Peterson. I believe that was 2012 when he ends up getting it. And he's like, yeah, and Saquon was set up to set the all-time record, and he didn't even get it last year. It wasn't really even a conversation. But my point was, yeah, but in your favor, what quarterback's running away with it? Right? We have a number of guys at the very top that are injured. You got Burrow out. You've got Lamar missing too much time. He missed, obviously, again yesterday, which we'll get into. He's out of it. A couple of the top names that were talked about all offseason, one of those great AFC quarterbacks, a couple of them. And, okay, Mahomes took over as the favorite. Josh Allen did nothing yesterday. They didn't need him to do anything, but he didn't perform great. If you start looking at the numbers, like, people won't look at, oh, well, his team blew it out. No, they're going to look at the stats. It's going to be very difficult for him to go back to back. Like, we start checking off names, and the one that stands there right now is Mahomes. He's the big one. Lately, we're talking about Drake May. If we're having a Drake May conversation against very soft opponents, tough defense yesterday, but one of the worst teams in football in Cleveland, it tells you how soft the top is, doesn't it? That we quickly go to a Drake May conversation. It was a matter of a couple weeks ago, we were having a serious, and not just us, everybody, because the betting market put him in the top three, a Baker Mayfield conversation, who has done nothing over the last couple weeks. Yeah, he's dealing with an injury. Yeah, his teammates are injured, but still, like, the numbers are the numbers. That doesn't come into play when it comes to MVP. I would say right now that there's a real chance. If he keeps doing this, if the Colts continue to be this successful, he's the reason why. Yeah, I do think there's a chance, because there's no quarterback that's taken the award so far.
I don't have a slip on Taylor. I have nothing in pocket on Jonathan Taylor. I actually don't even have an MVP bet at all.
Same.
And I woke up this morning and checked the board and saw a 20. Obviously, you make that bet at 20, you understand full well that you did not get the best of the number. But through eight games, he's got 850 yards on the ground and 12 touchdowns. The record, you just sort of hinted at it, LaDainian Tomlinson had 28 rushing touchdowns in 06. 28. Taylor's almost halfway there in eight games. Now, he's got to stay healthy. But the way that that line is built and the way that Shane Steichen plays football, he runs it. It's what he did in Philly when they got to a Super Bowl. Didn't win the Super Bowl, got there. And that's how they're playing in Indy. This whole thing has been building for years. He wanted to solidify the line, create the game, and run the ball. And this is literally, it's all coming to fruition this season. And Jonathan Taylor is reaping the benefits. And now you have a quarterback that you have to respect, at least defensively. If you're playing Indy, you have to respect Daniel Jones. You know he's not going to beat you, but you have to respect him. Last year, teams were just cramming the box against Anthony Richardson. It's like, he's not going to beat us on the field. We don't have to respect him. Daniel Jones, believe it or not, is making Jonathan Taylor much better.
Looking at spots, so far the toughest defense they face is back in week two against Denver. 29-28, Colts win. The defenses moving forward are going to be more challenging. At Kansas City in week 12, okay, against the Houston Texans, week 13, back-to-back tough defenses. Week 15, at Seattle, another tough one. You end the season at Houston. Wow, he's going to start facing some tough defenses moving forward. Would I bet him at 20-1? I would not. How about you?
I didn't get there. I just thought I'd ask you, and you would get me to the right position. You know, that game against Kansas City could dictate a lot, though. That'll be about a month from today, a little bit less. It's on November 23rd at Kansas City. Could be the MVP game right there between Mahomes and Taylor. Could be. I did not bet it. Maybe by the end of the show, I will. You know what I wish I did bet yesterday? Every favorite and every over. Dude, it's like... And you know what's funny? In the Chicago media contest, I actually picked four favorites this week, and I'm 3-1. I'm like, wow, Is it this simple? You just pick the favorite and pick the over? I got a text this morning. I woke up. Jeff Schwartz texted the Bear Bets thread and said this week he went and counted, I think probably on his fingers, the favorites and the overs from Thursday through last night, 22-2.
Against a spread?
20 wins, 2 losses, 2 pushes. That's favorites and overs NFL.
Holy cow. Holy cow. All right, so yesterday, the early games, the totals were like spot on. Yeah, there were some overs that hit, but there was luck. Buffalo, Carolina, it goes over by the hook. 49 points scored, 48.5 is the number. Chicago, Baltimore, goes over by 1 point. Totals 45, 46 points are scored. That's close. Miami, Atlanta, push. San Francisco, Houston, push. Man, how locked in are they on a lot of these totals? It's not going to happen in every game. You know, games get wonky, but totals are tight, man. We're talking about a point or a hook or pushing in like in 4 games in the early portion. And we didn't have as many games yesterday as we normally have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Only favorite not win outright. The Falcons, who were a 7-point favorite against Miami. And then, of course, the Jets. The Jets scored 23 points in the fourth quarter to nub the bartender. Bartender had Bengals, was feeling really good, and then he bartendered. Jets get 23 in the fourth and beat the Bengals 39-38. Every other favorite won the game and covered.
Wow. Okay, game day money. This stood out to me yesterday morning doing game day, doing the show here on the network. Jets. There was money on the Jets. I'm sure you talked about it as well. That number closed at 5.5. It was sitting 6.5 all freaking week. And then we got Jets money coming in hours before the game. Another game where I saw game day money. Houston. We got to 3. That number was floating 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5. It eventually got to 3 when that game closed. I don't want to say easy winners, but we know what happened in the Jets game. They eventually come back and win the game. Crazy fourth quarter. Breece Hall did it all. 3 touchdowns, a couple rushing, 1 passing. Good on Justin Fields, man. His owner comes out and decides to put everything going wrong with the Jets organization on that quarterback. And I'm not the biggest Justin Fields fan, but what a performance from him. That Jets offense, 7.2 yards per play. A quick reminder. I just couldn't get there on the Jets. I'm glad Paul pushed us in our contest plays during lightning bets. I couldn't get there, but I wanted to get there. The love for Flacco and the Bengals because of what happened last Thursday, it just went way too far for that defense to be favored by nearly a touchdown all week.
It really says a lot about how bad the Steelers defense is, more than anything else to me. And if you really think about it, I saw this tweet from Underdog NFL. So at the time of this tweet, at 11:09 p.m. last night, Jordan Love had 360 passing yards and 3 touchdowns against this vaunted Steelers defense. Flacco had 342 and 3. Carson Wentz had 350 and 2 touchdowns. Give me a break with the Steelers defense. This is not an elite defense anymore. It has not been all season. Again, Carson Wentz threw for 350 yards. It's over. And guess what else happened yesterday? Not only did the Steelers lose, the Ravens won. And the Baltimore Ravens, with two wins, are minus 120 to win the division at BetMGM.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can find us on Twitter, Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. I mentioned this morning. The Bears gave the Ravens life yesterday. If you look at the upcoming schedule for the Ravens, they are now favored in their next eight games. Thursday night, they've got Miami. Then it's at Minnesota, at Cleveland, hosts the Jets, hosts the Bengals on Thanksgiving, hosts the Steelers, at the Bengals, hosts the Patriots. Next eight games, Sam, they're all favored. And could they go 6-2, 7-1? Oh, yeah, they can. And the thinking is Lamar's going to be ready for Thursday.
This all shaped up so beautifully for the Bears, too. That luck box team. Good, better, best. Never let it rest. You get Tyler Huntley. And you can't beat Tyler Huntley? Uh-huh. Told us a lot about the Bears, did it not?
Yep. You better force turnovers. If not, you're in trouble. Caleb with a crucial interception that set up the go-ahead touchdown for the Baltimore Ravens. You knew it was a smash spot for the Ravens. The only thing that gave you pause is like, oh, of course, Saturday the news comes out. Lamar is out. We loved the Ravens all week. Loved them. Kept talking about it. We took them in our contest, -6.5. We're like, let's go. Let's go, Ravens. And then the quarterback's out. Like, okay, when did they know the quarterback's out? Harbaugh's getting in some trouble for this one. They might lose a draft pick or two. It'd be fascinating to see how the league ends up handling this one. I mentioned game day money on Houston. We disagreed in this game. Confirmed what I was thinking. I wish I would have gone harder on this game throughout the week. That Niners defense is in trouble moving forward. 475 yards for the Texans, Sam.
In the Chicago media contest, I flipped to Houston yesterday. I did.
Good on you. Good on you.
I did.
Good flip. Joe O, Sammy P. I want to talk more about that because I was a little surprised the way you were leaning earlier in the week, but you got on the right page. All right, Monday Night Football breakdown, Commanders Chiefs tonight. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.